Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena, Sam Lowe, how are you?
Good morning, I'm really good.
I'm so excited about what we're talking about today. It's an absolute staple of anybody's cupboard. What is it?
It is instant noodles.
Yeah,
yes.
I know them well.
I feel like everyone knows them well. And it's probably the first thing I've ever cooked.
Really?
Yeah. 2 minute noodles.
It's definitely the kind of thing when you're a little kid and it's like after school and, you know, it's either toast or instant noodles in our house if you were like lucky, you know? Mum was like, you can have instant noodles as a treat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Now it's kind of like backup emergency food.
Yeah, totally.
End of the week budget meal.
Yeah.
So what's the wonderful world of instant noodles out there? Is it basically just, you know, sticking it in a pot or a bowl and heating it up with hot water, or is there more to it than that?
Well, that is how you cook it, but let's go back before.
Okay.
Cast your minds back.
And kind of like the creations of it. So it's actually not that old.
True.
Yeah. So it was invented in 1958, so just after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, after World War II, Japan went into famine and didn't grow much produce, or their agriculture was really poor. So they went into famine and the US had to do rations of wheat flour for the people to sustain. And the Americans were encouraging Japan to make bread with it, but it's not in their culture.
No.
So they were making fresh noodles. However, they made so much fresh noodles that they didn't know how to preserve it.
Okay.
So it had to be eaten and consumed really quick. So Momofuku Ando was a 40-year-old businessman who had no experience in noodle making, but he just had this revelation where he was like watching his wife make tempura. And as she was deep frying food, he noticed that the food was starting to dehydrate and it started to preserve. So he wondered if he deep fried noodles, would that do the same thing?
Mm.
And lo and behold,
it did.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it was shelf stable for a very long time. So he started a business selling instant noodles. It was called Nissin. So you might have recognized that brand.
Yeah, I've seen it in the shops.
Yeah. So 1958, and then in 1971 the cup noodles were introduced, and that kind of changed the game in the noodle world.
Changed the game in the school canteen as well.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Big time.
Yeah. And as noodles kind of, or instant noodles kind of evolved, healthier options started coming out, kind of like low sodium and air baked rather than deep fried options as well. And up until till today, over 300 million packets of noodles are eaten every day.
Whoa. That's a huge, inconceivable number in your brain. You're like, that's got to the point where it's not real anymore. That's a lot of noodles being eaten.
It's a lot of noodles, yeah, and a lot of people. And also like a little fact about me is I actually grew up in a noodle factory in Fiji.
Did you?
Yeah.
I had no idea, Sam.
Yeah. So my parents operated an air-baked noodle factory in Fiji Islands.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So you literally, noodles are your life, truly.
Yeah. Yeah. The smell is like incredibly nostalgic, and it was the first dish I've ever cooked as well. So it's very important to me.
Nice. So you are the expert here on the instant noodle. How would you make instant noodles if you were making them for yourself at home? Do you just do the straightforward from the packet thing, or do you flash it up a little bit? Do you make it a bit more of a situation?
Well, I mean, if I'm just cooking the noodles, I will cook it to instructions, because millions of dollars of research, R&D has gone into it. And it's like, no, your opinion won't increase the flavor enjoyment that much. So, but what I do like to do is add my favorite proteins and vegetables to it. So it's more of a substantial meal.
Okay, cool. And what would you put with it?
I think for the longest time, it's always a fried egg.
Yeah.
Fried egg, and you top it off with like a sprinkling of fried shallots, a little bit of greens on the side, whatever's available, or in my favorite protein, apart from egg. I do like fried Spam.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's so just pan-fried Spam.
Yum.
Or just whatever, like pork belly. etc.
So you just went from pan-fried spam to pork belly, which feels like different ends of the spectrum of cuisine there, but both very tasty. Like, a nice bit of pork belly
but
or something.
But from the same animal.
Yeah, exactly. Some tasty as spam. I saw on your Instagram you made a really mean-looking one, which had, like, prawns and stuff on it as well. Is that one you go to often?
Yes. Not often, because it was quite manual labor intensive.
There was a lot of chopping of the prawns.
So I made prawn wontons from scratch. So it was hand chopping and peeling prawns and making the mince filling for wontons. And that was topped on some original Indomie mee goreng. Yum.
Classics.
Classic. And served with some baby bok choy on the side.
Yum. That sounds fantastic. I'd be keen to hear how people make them at home. Someone said they have them for lunch every day at work. Strong call there. Mm. There was a period of time where we had, I think, 300 packets sitting in the prize cupboard here at BFM. And so pretty much everybody at BFM ate noodles for like 3 meals a day. Probably not the healthiest. Definitely very tasty, though. excellent for, you know, on a budget, student vibes. It is a staple, a staple. I remember one of my friends at high school got like the spicy noodle pot and got the chili in her eye and had to go to hospital to get her eye flushed out. Hi, Lucy, if you're listening. and it was so stressful, but that's like one of my biggest noodle memories was her like hospital trip because of accidentally rubbing spicy chili oil in her eye.
Oh my God.
She was all right. Wow. She was all right. It was very dramatic. It was year 11, you know, it meant we got like a period off to like be, you know, moral support for her. It was great.
Yeah.
So yeah, thanks for that one.
Was it the Korean spicy ones?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
You know,
Korea is the second largest consuming instant noodle country in the world.
What is the first largest consuming?
China.
China. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know who the third is? I'm curious now.
Indonesia.
Oh, true.
Indomie.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Sam, thank you very much for bringing us noodles.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you so much.
I love the noodle family noodle fact about you growing up in a noodle factory in Fiji. That's awesome.
Yeah. I was just climbing around sacks of flour all the time.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It's a good playground. Hey, have a lovely rest of your morning. Thank you for bringing us instant noodles today.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.